By the close of business yesterday, nearly 3.5 million people had already cast a pre-poll vote. Yesterday alone, 460,000 people queued to carry out their democratic duty. It means a fifth of the national electorate has already voted. The former Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister Tim Fischer believes the three-week-long pre-poll period is too long and that it's eroding democracy. He joined me earlier. Tim Fischer, you're not a fan of the three-week pre-polling period. Why not?
Two main reasons. In big country electorates, it means scarce campaign resources and candidates' time end up being around Wodonga, Wangaratta and the seat of Indi, rather than the many other smaller centres beyond Talangatas and Mudgee-Gongas. Likewise, in the seat of Gilmore, Huskisson gets neglected in favour of the pre-poll centres at places like Kiama and Nowra, because there are finite resources, even for big parties, and it brings a focus for 3 weeks. At the very least, it should be reduced to the last 10 days.
What about the argument that because Australia has compulsory voting, authorities should provide as many opportunities as possible and time to allow people to vote?
Well, there's another danger here, and that is late-breaking issues. The voters who have one in six, one in five, almost 20% now, millions, have no right to bring that into their judgment of who they vote for. The Prime Minister speaking to the National Press Club today, for many people, that's now all academic.
Don't voters know that, though, that they take a risk? They would acknowledge that they're taking a risk by voting early, that they may miss a late-breaking issue or, indeed, the costings that the government's putting out today.
So, front page Western Australia today, never to forget Perth. Is Julie Bishop heading for diplomatic posting at the urging of Bill Shorten, perhaps? That's quite an interesting turn in this last 72 hours of this election campaign. If you are a Perth voter who's already cast your vote, you cannot factor that in. I think the AEC has gone too far.
The Nationals do fear the rise of the independents in the bush. Many believe that independents do have a strong chance in Indi, Cowper and Farrer, your old seat. Why do you think that some country voters think the Nats have stopped being a voice for them?
Well, I think the Nats are having trouble getting messages out very clearly on the metropolitan concentrated media of the 21st century. It takes a special skill set and art form to do that. I think the Nationals have now got to really bring in very professional media training so they get as fair crack of the whip as certain independent candidates have had from the ABC this critical last week, Q&A included.
What about the authenticity that some Nats candidates have? If you give them all that media training, they then just sprout the party lines and messaging.
Well, no, if they're smart enough. Did I ever do that? I don't think so, not even as leader. They can, Sabra, get the necessary colour, action and movement, which is so much of country Australia and seats in country Australia, which is rinsed out by coming through the prism of studios in Sydney and Melbourne right across the country.
There is an almighty blue in New South Wales right now, with Liberal supporters urging voters to ignore the official Liberal how-to-vote cards and preference Jim Molan number one instead. He's actually in fourth position on the ticket, which is considered unwinnable. If voters adhere to this guerrilla campaign, the Nationals candidate might actually miss out being elected. What do you think of that?
Look, Jim should have been number one on the Liberal, or certainly number two on the Liberal section of the joint ticket. And this has got to be corrected by my coalition colleagues in the Liberal Party sooner rather than later, a very capable ex-army officer. So I would favour the ticket, obviously, to maximise the strength of the coalition vote. But Jim, a tragedy, but there's a chance Jim will not be in the Senate.
Barnaby Joyce has suggested that the Liberals fired the first shot in this war, putting the coalition agreement at risk, and in his words, it's utterly chaotic. What are your thoughts?
I've not been handing out to health reasons. I'm not in the position to comment in detail other than to the electors who are going to step up on Saturday. Well done in resisting pre-poll voting. Please take into account all that you should in policy sense. And please rinse out some of the metropolitan focus if you are in Indi, Farrer, Cowper, and vote carefully. Great democracy, let's keep it that way.
And that is the former Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister, Tim Fischer.